Bradford Today and Innisfil Today welcome letters to the editor at chris@bradfordtoday.ca or via the website. Please include your full name, daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. 2 years ago, when Doug Downey and his Progressive Conservative Party were looking for our vote, our concerns were healthcare, affordable housing and education. What did we get in these 2 years? As Attorney General, Doug Downey reinstated the honorific King's Counsel, KC, as a patronage perk for himself and other like-minded conservatives, such as Caroline Mulroney. The Greenbelt scandal, where the conservatives broke their promise to leave these protected lands intact and opened up for development, pieces of it owned by friends and conservative donors. The RCMP is investigating this with a report due this summer. I'm sure these lands would not have been developed for affordable housing. Strong mayor powers were given to some city mayors to enable them to override elected councillors. Beer and wine in convenience stores, at a cost to taxpayers of $225 million, so they could break the beer store contract 1 year early. Taxpayers received $200 checks, just before the election call, at taxpayer cost of $3 billion. Bill 124, freezing nurses' and teachers' wages, was appealed twice and found unconstitutional before Ford's government paid $6 billion in compensation. An unnecessary snap election at taxpayer cost of $189 million. This is just a short list of initiatives this Conservative Party is responsible for. We didn't get better health care, affordable housing or education. Why would we give a mandate to a conservative candidate and party that didn't deliver on the essentials and expect them to protect our wallets and jobs from threats and tariffs from the U.S.? Don't let Premier Doug Ford fool you into thinking other parties will cost taxpayers more. If they took all the tax dollars he wasted and applied it to our essential needs, we'd be better off, by far. Denise Reynolds, Midhurst.